escaped, we passed victorious. Our trumpets pealing the glorious song. Play it, sing it, all hail Biafra. All hail Biafra. We shall always remember all that perished in the struggle for our freedom. All hail our heroes. Our prayer shall be known both day and night.
Good evening, wonderful people, great listeners, wherever you are in the world. This is Radio Biafra. We're coming to you live from Israel this evening, as we did yesterday. My name is Nnamdi Kanu. I'm your host and regular presenter and the director of Radio Biafra. On this day, the 24th of May in the year of our Lord 2013, we are welcoming you. We're saying good morning, good afternoon, wherever you are on this planet, because we know that in every country of the world, Radio Biafra is listened to. So we're delighted to welcome you this evening. I have to wriggle you with some of my tales today because I had to go to Jerusalem itself to pray. It's been a very awakening experience. It's been a very lively experience. So we are welcoming you, all those of you that kept faith, all those of you that believe in Biafra, in truth and honesty, we are welcoming you to this program. And we're saying, may God bless you wherever you are in the world. I'm delighted to say today we are joined again by our brother Emeka, who is here with me, and the host of Radio Biafra here in Israel, and also our dear sister, Amaka, whom you're hearing from in a very short while. Please, you know the routine, you know the drill. Go and tell your friends, tell our enemies as well. Put it on Facebook, on Twitter, on BlackBerry, on WhatsApp, everywhere. Let people know that you're listening to Radio Biafra this evening and that Radio Biafra is coming live to the entire world. This is the only platform on this earth where people receive simultaneously the same information at the same time all across every continent. All across every country of this world. This evening, you will hear callers from all manner of places all around the world. So we are welcoming you. We are saying we are very delighted that you're joining us this evening. And wherever you are, we know you're going to enjoy this jam-packed program. Please, before we proceed any further, I'll go to our sister to please say hello to you before we... Please, your name, and please say hello to our wonderful listeners, please.
Hello, my fellow Biafra people. I'm saying hello to you all.
Yes, thank you very much. And Emeka, please.
Hello, every Biafran. Good evening, good morning, good evening, good evening, and good afternoon, everywhere you are.
Yes, because in some places it's morning, some places it's afternoon, some places it's evening. Some even is waking up this morning to Radio Biafra in the Far East. So we are saying thank you for being with us. Thank you for joining us. Please go out and advertise. We know that, for example, this evening on our monitors, the main website itself is down. Radio Biafra, even Radio Biafra London itself is down because of the number of traffic, the level of people going to the site. And because of that, we advise you to please go to bilierhumanrights.org. bilierhumanrights.org. If people are close, if you can please write on Facebook, advise people. Anyone having difficulties, this is where we said we all need to be, in a place like Facebook where you can get real life information, because Radio Biafra has a worldwide listener base. Radio Biafra is listened to in every country, and for that reason alone, it is, you know, it attracts a lot of people, and there's a lot of traffic onto the website. And when this happens, the website is prone to be slightly unstable. That is why we need to migrate to a new server, and that is what we are doing. The server is in the United States. That's why we're working very hard to make sure that it can accommodate all the traffic coming to it. Once again, good evening, and we're welcoming you. As I said, I'm the candidate host of Radio Biafra. We are here in Israel, in the Holy Land itself, to present our petition to God directly, not through any other person, to say that we want Biafra in truth and honesty. We want a Biafra we can be very proud of. We want a Biafra that will be the leading light to the whole world. We have similarities with the people of Israel. We are surrounded by enemies the way they also are surrounded by enemies. The world didn't want them to establish as a country. But in 1948, the biblical promise made by God himself was fulfilled before man. We are also praying and asking that the same prophecy be brought to bear on the people of Biafra so that we can be free in the not-too-distant future. Before we proceed, please, once again, you know how to contact us. You can come to us via Skype. You can come to us. You can phone Radio Biafra number in Israel, which is advertised, which Emeka, incidentally, will give you in a short while. A lot of people complained yesterday that the air conditioning was humming and things weren't very clear for them. This evening, we can assure you that Israel, that in Tel Aviv where we are, is sweltering. It is very hot, and we've decided to turn everything off in order to make sure that you get our interruption-free broadcast this evening. So once again, we're welcoming you, and we always ask you not to call until round about 7:35 London time, which will be 9:35 p.m. here in Israel. Once again, thank you very much for joining us wherever you are in the world. Let us start by perhaps discussing how our days went before we go into the headlines this evening. Emeka, you took me to the bus stop. I had to take a bus today to Jerusalem. The other day, I had a meeting to attend, and today I went into Jerusalem. And as our brother was also saying, perhaps if you start to get closer to Jerusalem, you feel a kind of spirit. You know that there is a presence in this country. You know that something is happening. You have this premonition that something great is going to happen. And even when I went into the old city, the world city of Jerusalem, the place that made it what it is, the place that made it so great, it was very, very fascinating to behold the sight. We had the Arabs there, and also the Israelis, the Hebrews as well, and a lot of tourists also. And we had to go through the bazaar. Is it called a bazaar or is it a market?
It's a market.
Speak up, I can't hear you.
In Hebrew is called a bazaar, but in English it's a marketplace.
And we had to go through it to be able to. We went through some churches, some very interesting churches of under the control of mostly Eastern European Orthodox churches. Very, very fascinating. And again, although it was very hot outside, if you go inside, it's very cool. And there is no air conditioning on. So I was wondering, perhaps that is how the architecture of Biafra is going to be in time to come. Perhaps we should consider building our churches, our buildings with stones, the way they're doing in Jerusalem, to be able to not allow the heat from the sun, the radiation from the sun to get in. Everywhere was very cool. Any building you went inside was very cool, although there was no air conditioning. It's a very massive feat of engineering, which we would like our listeners, which we would like Biafrans to emulate in time to come. And for that reason, I'm sure we need people to be trained in stone masonry, in stoneworks, to be able to carve stones. It's not just lawyers, barristers, architects, engineers. No, we also need fine people who can work on wood, who can work on metal, who can work on stone. If you come and behold the magnificence, the ancient magnificence of Jerusalem, you'll appreciate what I'm saying, because there is no need having air conditioning all over the place when we can, through design, be able to build or construct buildings that may not necessarily require air conditioning. It was very quite fascinating to see today. And our headlines today on the 24th of May, 2013, is a very simple one. We are still looking at the reverberation, the issue of the murdered British soldier in London, in the south of London, that was killed by two Yoruba people. The Nigerian government is now beginning to react. They are now telling us that those kids are not Nigerians, that they are not Yoruba, after all, that they were born and raised in England. This is the Yoruba media machinery at work, trying to say it is not the Yoruba people, it is not the Yoruba fanatics who are in England, who carried out this crime. That incidentally, these are people born in the UK, and for that are UK citizens and should be regarded as such. We'll be looking into it this evening and asking ourselves, why is it that time and time again Yoruba people get away with this? Are they the beneficiary? Our question this evening is, are Yorubas the beneficiary of one Nigeria? What deal have they struck with Hausa Fulani people? Why is it possible for Yoruba people to be getting away with it time and time again? How is their media so powerful, so strong, that even when they're caught blatantly, they look for a way to explain it? When Awolowo was caught starving children to death, killing people, stealing our money, the Yoruba press made him a national leader, made him a hero, even convinced some Igbo people to vote for UPN, for those of you who are old enough to remember when the politics of MPN, MPP, and UPN were raging in the late 90s and early, in the late 70s and early 80s. So we'll be asking this evening, how do the Yoruba people get away with this type of nonsense time after time? How cleverly have they packaged their media presentation that even when they are caught red-handed, they have a way of shifting the blame onto somebody else? Again, this evening we'll be reporting a very harrowing story of a boy. His name is Kingsley Odor, who sold his kidney. He went to Malaysia. He's unemployed. He sold his kidney. He came back to Enugu. He's cruising about in a jeep. He is opening up businesses. He is serenading his friends to drinks and to meals at very expensive restaurants. We'll be asking ourselves, is this what unemployment, is this what hardship and degradation has brought upon our people, that we are now forced to travel to far-flung places to sell our own kidney? What is happening to us? Why are young Igbo graduates going and queuing and going all the way to Malaysia in some instances to go and sell their kidneys, to go and sell their vital organs in order to be able to make money, when the country they come from or they claim they come from should have been able to provide employment opportunities for them? These are the headlines we are covering this evening. And Emeka, if I may be able to, let's do ladies first since Emeka is here. Emeka, I hope that our listeners will be worrying. I hope nobody is selling their kidneys in Israel, are they?
Not something. Nothing cannot happen in Israel.
It cannot happen in Israel.
Of course, Israel is where security is tied.
Is it something to do with security? What exactly is it that is?
Nothing cannot happen in Israel. I know Israel very well. Those people can do it. That kind of thing is Arab people.
Yeah, you need to speak up because we need your voice to be
heard. Yeah, it's Arab people in Egypt. Those people can say that kind of things, but it's for Israel. Something cannot happen in Israel.
It cannot happen.
Of course.
Yes, thank you very much. You know, yesterday you also spoke on the phone, but in terms of, we talked about employment yesterday and employment opportunities for our people here in Israel, and what may have driven people to do this type of thing. Are people understanding that it is because of how bad Nigeria is, that is why these such things are happening, that people are going out and selling their kidneys?
Well, it's because of unemployment or whatever. Even though it's not unemployment, such thing, you cannot put it inside by your side, you know. God first, leave devil side first. So such thing is not good.
It is not good, but people are starving and they're very hungry. What are they supposed to do? When people are starving and very hungry, what are they supposed to do? That is what a lot of people are asking. People are very hungry.
You have to have fear of God first.
But fear of God is not going to feed you, is it?
When you have fear of God, you know, I know he cannot feed you, but he's putting his hand in a blood sock or whatever. It's not good.
We know it is not good. But please, Emeka, it wouldn't come to that extent whereby people, even those of them whom I see sometimes milling around in Israel, which is why we want Biafra to come, so we can go back and give people meaningful employment. Even those people, will desperation drive them to the extent of selling their vital organs the way this young man did? Incidentally, he's from Abia State, which is very sad for some of us, but he's living in Enugu. Do you think that things will be that bad to the extent whereby our people in Israel will even contemplate selling or think about selling their kidneys and their vital organs?
Well, here in Israel, it has not gotten to that extent. There is unemployment, really, but people, if somebody will think about doing it, I don't think it's going to be from Biafra. We never had the news about somebody doing it from among our own people here in Israel. There's nothing like that. Here, at least we have a little job. But we need some time to bring ourselves together and go home. The jobs are there. We have to create them. We overlook what we have and travel abroad, but not to sell our kidneys. It's not advisable for anybody, anywhere in the world.
I think it's even against the biblical will, is that correct?
Yeah, it's against the will. People can do that because of poverty, but I also being stupid, because I don't understand how a human being who is normal and can sell part of your body because you want money. we should understand also that money is not everything. And the health itself matters a lot. When you're living with one kidney, you're not a full man or you're not a full woman. For definitely, you're not going to stay long either before you start falling sick. And that can lead to the end of your life.
Yes.
I'm advising people not to try to do that.
Not to try to do that. It's not very good. It's not even biblical at all. We are receiving a message this evening from Emeka Ikenna from Qatar saying that they're not getting Radio Biafra this evening from Israel. Please check your system and make sure it's fine, because from our end here, our studio signals is telling us that our relay to London is perfectly fine. And from then to the whole world is okay. We can see it here. Everything is streaming properly. So please, we want confirmation from other people. You can text us via Skype if you're on Skype, if you're receiving Radio Biafra this evening or not. Once again, we are welcoming all of you wherever you are. I'm here with my sister, Maka, and also my brother, Emeka, who is here in Israel, the principal host of Radio Biafra here in Israel, because we are here to bring you news, views, analysis, and commentaries regarding how we are going to get Biafra in truth and honesty. Let us attempt to take this call and see what they have, if they can confirm if they're receiving Radio Biafra this evening or not. Please, can you tell us, are you receiving Radio Biafra? The call on Skype? Hello? Can you hear us? The caller on Skype, can you hear us? They can't hear us. Is the caller on Skype, can you hear us? This is Radio Biafra, can you hear us? No, they can't hear us for some strange reason. They can't hear us, which is rather very sad. Please, if you call Radio Biafra, you try to be up and doing in terms of being able to respond to us. Let us go back to the issue we discussed yesterday, please, Amaka, which you said you're going to come into the studio today. We are very grateful that you had to come into the studio today to be able to speak to us. In your own opinion, at Radio Biafra Editorial Board, we have the presence of a lady, Amanachi Wanda, Amanachi Okwara, as we fondly call her, although she's married, of course. Why can't you play similar role here in Israel to make sure that all your brothers are united, that you come together to think about one another, to solve your problems, and then to be able to move forward?
Yeah, there are some people are on top. Are you getting me? There are some people in top.
Yes.
That came before us.
Yes.
Understand? Those people and elders people are people that are supposed to unite one and call people to be together. Are you getting me?
Yes.
So, it's the people that are supposed to be handling all those things. Because Biafra, we don't love ourselves. We need to stay together. Unite one as one love. That's
yes.
The problem we have. We
yes.
Don't love ourselves.
We don't, but we are. We love her. That's why we are. Radio Biafra
yeah,
is here because we love you.
Of course. No, we love. Some people are not some people. Are you getting me? Sometimes, you know, some see money, they forget their senses.
They do.
Of course. Some but, see money, they forget their senses.
But that is what we are here to change. We're trying
yes.
to change that mentality. Yes.
Okay.
This is Radio Biafra. Please, the caller on Skype, give us your name and where you are. Hello, they have gone. Please, if you call Radio Biafra, you try and speak. We don't know why you went, but we advise you when you call us, you try and speak. Has anything improved today, please, Emeka, in terms of the unity? Because when we went out, we were having a discussion at the restaurant this evening with a lot of Biafrans around. Has anything changed? And I left you
okay,
to
I
come back.
Okay, I want to give you an example now.
Please, go ahead.
I want to give you an example, you know. A boy that came in you, they accommodate you as brother.
Yes.
Are you getting? Because you are frustrated. They see you, they take you to home. So along the line, you are looking for paper. They are fighting for your paper.
Yes.
Immigration met you, asked you, you are a new paper. You are going to sign for hold on. They met you, are a new person, a new welcome.
Yes.
Then they accommodate you. You know what he did? They told you they were going to give you paper.
Mm-hmm.
They give you paper, say you should call all those guys. Because they don't have paper.
Yes.
You do know what he did? He take immigration to all those guys. The immigration catch everybody, all those guys, and put all to jail.
Are you serious?
I'm serious.
So they took
okay,
one
all,
of them.
All of them, all those guys that accommodate him, keeping him house, giving him work. He call immigration. Immigration take all those guys to the jail, and they want to send them back to Nigeria. Imagine. Now you are frustrated. You don't know where to go. You don't know where to stop.
You don't even know who to
trust.
He can't
sleep. He can't rest. He feel crazy. like a madman, of course, because some people may sell their land to come in order to survive,
yes,
to feed their family.
Yes,
you do that kind of thing to your brothers who help you.
But this is quite distressing. Is this thing what is happening here, Mecca? You've
of
not
course.
Told me this. You didn't tell me this one.
Well, actually, I have not heard this particular story.
Yes,
but similar stories actually do happen.
Is it happening here all the time?
It's like you don't have anybody in particular to talk to, because when you go to talk to them, you kind of have a strange attention that entails people fighting physically over it. I brought in the issue of forming the meeting on the Biafra, like we discussed in the afternoon when
yes.
we were in the restaurant.
Yes.
Now you saw the truth was coming out.
Yes.
They told you they will come looking for me, but they should come in the right way.
Yes.
I did it before when I traveled to the United Nations office so many occasions.
Yes.
And tried to convince them that we are not troublesome people because of the oppression of the Nigerian government under the Biafran people. We are all running away from our homelands, and it's difficult for us to get papers here to stay, most of the countries. And here in Israel, I felt very bad when they decided to deport so many people. That is when I started the meeting. Well, if we are in unity, we can always do something better for ourselves. We will continue to fight that. When we get the good people who wants to work for the nation of Biafra,
yes.
for the goodness of our own people.
Yes. But everybody seems to be saying the same thing, that there is need for unity. You're saying the same thing we had
in
discussion.
We need unity in Israel.
Yes.
Because many of people are doing spies. Are you getting
me? They spy on their own people.
Of course. You know what is happening in Israel?
Yes.
You live in Israel, but I cannot tell you where I live. Of course. Because if I tell you, I don't know your mind. You may go and call them. They came in the night, break the house, break the door.
But why would
another
anybody?
Another story you will hear that the person has the person they took him to. Yeah,
but why would anybody do that to
are you getting me?
To their own people?
They're doing it. They pay them. Are you getting me?
Yes. Let us take this call and see. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. Hello, the caller on Skype, give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Hello? For some reason, the Skype is not establishing this evening. We advise you to call on the phone. Maybe the contact wasn't there previously. We are asking them to please. This is Radio Biafra. No, I don't think it's working. Are you there? This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear us? No, they can't. Can you hear us? No, we ask you to please try and call us back. If possible, please on the phone, because we don't know what is happening to Skype this evening. We hope our enemies have not been able to get through to you. Anyway, this is a very security conscious country, isn't it? And but Nigeria can't get into this place to try to stop us from doing what we are doing. If you're joining us, this is Radio Biafra. We're coming to you this evening live from Israel, which is where we're going to be for the next few days. We ask you to please, if Skype is giving us problems, you know the number to call. If you go to Facebook, you'll be able to see the number. We don't understand the reason why Skype is not going with us this evening, but we are going to keep trying and see how we can rectify the problem. We'll try and take this call. This
Hello.
Is Radio Biafra. Please, your name and
Hello.
Where you are.
Yeah, I'm Ronson. I'm calling from Spain.
Ronson from Spain. Are you receiving Radio Biafra loud and clear in Spain?
Yeah, very loud and clear.
Go ahead. Yeah. We have Emeka, our sister here. Emeka is with me also at the makeshift studios of Radio Biafra here in Israel. Go ahead. The world is listening. What do you want to say?
Okay. I want to congratulate all of us for successful translation from the Holy Land, Jerusalem, Israel. It's a step.
Yes, go
and
ahead.
I have a point to make. Please, this issue of we must love ourselves, this is a propaganda being injected by the
Nigeria Hausa Holigake. No one loves themselves more than Igbos. This is, for me, it's just a kind of trash. They're trying to use it to sow discord among us. We love ourselves. To stop this issue of we don't love ourselves. Enemy, the enemy sowed this to our heart to be propagating it, and we're helping them to spread it. It's quite abysmal. For me, it's a propaganda. No one loves themselves than Igbos.
Yeah, but what they are saying, she's saying, Ronson, please, she's talking from experience.
Hello?
She is talking from experience that some people came into this country and they helped that person, and the person turned around, immigration said, I will give you papers, but please go and point at your brothers and your sisters. And the person went around fishing out his own people for deportation because they had given him papers. So but it seems to me that what you're saying is that it is an isolated case. It is not rampant. It is not everybody. Of course, if you come to a country of over 50 million people, you have one or two or three people who are not normal, so to speak. Is that your point?
For sure. Wrongdoing of a particular group or a few group will not be used against the whole nation. Saying because of little, maybe 1 million people are doing something bad, you're using it to judge the whole Igbo land that they don't have themselves. It's quite crazy. It's not proper.
So, thank you very much for calling. We seem to be getting a lot of interference this evening from Skype. Amaka, did you hear what our brother is saying from Spain? That is Ronson from Spain. He's saying that the fact that one or two or three people are bad out of the 1 million people, 2 million people, it doesn't mean that everybody is bad or we don't love ourselves. We love ourselves. That is why we are here. We love ourselves. That's why even yourself is here. We love ourselves. That is why Emeka here is hosting Radio Biafra here in Israel. So there is love, but let us not, because of the sin of one or two or three people, then think that we are not very good. That won't be very nice. Please, the caller on Skype should please wait for a few minutes. We'll be with you in a very short while. Not up to, in fact, a few seconds. Please give us your name and where you are, please. The caller on Skype, your name and where you are. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, please give us your name and where you are and what you'd like to say. Please, your name, where you are, and what you want to say.
Hello, this is Chinedu from Ireland.
Chinedu from Ireland. Is that the Irish Republic? Is that correct?
Hello, this is Chinedu from Ireland.
No, he is waiting to hear his voice before he speaks. Please, we advise that the Skype is not very stable, but there's a lot of interference from it. If you can please call us via the telephone number that you have, the Israeli phone number, which Emeka will again repeat. Please get your pen and paper ready. What's the number again?
972.
Which is plus 972, yes?
54.
Yes?
31.
Yes?
91494.
Say that again, please.
972.
Which is plus 972, yes?
54.
Yes?
31 91 494.
Thank you very much. That is the number to call if you want to join us this evening. So I don't know if our sister is now convinced that we love each other. It's maybe a few people who are making things difficult for us. Is that correct?
Is that correct?
Yes. So that is what we're trying to do. So now that you're here, are you promising us the same way that Emeka and our few brothers promised us yesterday, that from now onwards that things are going to be different? That you are all going to be one another, you're going to cooperate. But before you answer, let's take this call. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, hello, yeah, this is Chinedu from Ireland once again.
Yeah, go ahead. You got the number, go ahead.
Yes, I'm so happy to get through to this. I went to an African shop today and somebody was telling me about this. I didn't know about it, about Biafra, Radio Biafra. So I decided to just go through it today through Google, and I got through. All of a sudden, it happened that a live show is going on. I will say thank you very much for all you people have been doing and the initiative. I don't know. Actually, when they told me about, I really asked the person questions. You know, I was not born during the war, but I had much stories about the war. My father, my grandfather, they fought the war. I'm from Delta Igbo. Hello?
Yes, well, we are listening. You said Delta Igbo. I don't know which one is Delta Igbo. I know about Igbo land, and I know about the Ijaw people. I know about the Shekiri people. I know about the Robo people. I know about the Ndokwa people. I know about our people who are from Oron. I know about those from Efik. We know the Kwaibos. We know the Bibios. I don't know who is Niger Delta Igbo. I don't know that if you know.
I say Delta Igbo. It did not mention Asaba, Ogwashi, Buzo, Iselukwane, Agbo.
So, but I thought you have a name. I thought they have a name, which is Anioma. Is that correct?
Okay, I don't know. You know about that? Okay, Anioma.
Yes, here we are learned. We are educated people. We have studied, and we know our relatives. You are one of us. Basically, you are from Anioma, which is good land in Igbo language. That's what it means. Thank you very much, and please continue what you're saying. Go ahead.
Okay, I just want to comment on the issue on the ground. I don't know when another issue is going to come up. But mainly, according to what our sister is saying there, you see, that is the question I asked somebody that told me about Biafra, this Radio Biafra, and telling me about the issue on ground. Let me divert to another. Concerning that, you see, that is what is happening mostly in... everywhere, but it's not. But when they said when one finger touch or is going to spread to others.
Yes.
When one person do something, they find out that it's from east, eastern part of the Nigeria. Then they will label every other person bad. Actually, what is happening there? It don't used to happen here because of the country we are. But in most other countries, it do happen like maybe some people are doing some on the first lane, doing something that is not legit. Yes. You find out that it's a we that is going to go and tell the government that this is what is happening. You know, a situation whereby somebody is looking for his residency, let's say his permit to be in the country, and all of a sudden, they offer the person something, monetary aspect or document aspect of it, for the person to sell out his people. And that is what I'm saying. That is like the person that told me this. You see, this is the problem we're having. When I say we like money, nobody does not like money. But when you take money and sell your conscience, that is what is bad of it. See what is happening in Israel to our people there. Everybody went out looking for a greener pasture, where it's going to favor the person and the family. Now, you see your person, you say, okay, you speak language to you, because this is what is happening in Nigeria as well. When Alpha person speaks Alpha to Alpha person, immediately they will respond to them, and they will answer the person in Nigeria. I'm talking way back. You know, most of Alphas are not outside here. People you see here, it's Yorubas and our people. You understand? So now, if like we are agitating for this Biafra state, it's the same thing. Somebody that is going to lead us now, if they offer the person now, okay, you're going to be give the person one political post in Nigeria, he's going to keep quiet, he's not going to continue this actualization of this Biafra death that our people have been fighting for.
We appreciate what you're saying. What you're saying is correct. We agree in its entirety. It is not, and in fact, incidentally, our sister also has come to the realization that of course, when you have millions of people, you're bound to have one or two or three bad apples in them. Now,
let me just put it here. If this generation and the generation to come, if they can start telling ourselves the truth, let us forget about what they're going to get today. Let's look beyond today and look beyond tomorrow. What we are doing now, what you people that have brought this Radio Biafra on air, you're not doing it because of you, you know, what you're going to gain. You're doing it in the future. We're having children here, we're having people back home, our children. If we can, people, our father, last time, as I said, my grandfather fought for Biafra, my father fought for Biafra when he was 24 years. And now I'm here and I'm talking about Biafra, I'm 40 years. Now, I don't know when it's going to come up, but I know I have children. My children are going to have children. So if we cannot meet up now, I know in the near future we're going to meet it up. Okay.
Thank you very, very much. Well spoken, well said. When people tell us that other people are not with us, you can see it is a lie. Because we know we are one, we are together, we are fighting. Wherever you come from, he has now confirmed it. He's from Anioma. There is nothing called Delta Igbo. When I hear that word, it gives me headache. There is nothing like Delta Igbo. What you have are Igbo people who come from Anioma. That is their name. From Ebanke all the way to Asaba. These are Igbo people, not Delta Igbo. If you want to mention Delta Igbo, please go to NTA, go to Radio Nigeria at Radio Biafra. We know where we come from. We don't listen to the enemy. We don't take advice of the enemy. We don't take guidance from the enemy because we know who we are. We know where we come from and where we're going. This is Radio Biafra. Please let us attempt again to see if we can take a call from Skype. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on Skype. Your name and where you are. Hello? The caller on Skype, give us your name and where you are. No, it is not possible. They are not responding, which is rather very sad. I wish they had responded. Once again, this is Radio Biafra. Please, Emeka, what have you people resolved? Because I left you and I went out of the restaurant to come back to try and get some rest. What was the decision reached? Has it been invigorated? Are people now going to come out to support not just Biafra, but to have this brotherhood, one led the number spirit once again here in Israel?
Well, after you left us, there wasn't much said anyway, because I told them personally I do respect that was a business center.
Yes.
It's not a meeting place.
You're not a meeting place, yes.
So
hold on to that thought. Let us try and take this call. Hold on to that thought. Let's try and take this. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Yeah, my name is Michael Obi. I'm coming from France.
Michael Obi from France. Please go ahead. The world is listening. Go ahead.
Yeah. I want to comment on what our sister said, you know, about our people not being together, you know. She's saying 100%. Our people are not together at all.
Yes, but we are no. Because we have come to turn your system down. Turn your system down where you are, because it's echoing back at us. Turn your system down.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead. Yes, your sister is here. Yes. Go ahead and say what you're saying, because our sister is here. She will respond to you. Go ahead.
Yes, because. What she said, because our people are not together. What she said, I have witnessed this in many European countries. Our people normally go and tell the police where you live and what you do so that they can take you back and give you for her paper. So she's true. So that means our people need to come together and be one and stop within each other's heart.
Yes.
So what she's saying is true. I give her 100% support.
Yes, my sister, they said what you're saying is true, but we are not going to leave it like this. We need to change this attitude, isn't it?
Yes, we need to change it. Which you said before, there's a good people and some bad people. Are you getting me? Among 100% people, you must see a good people and still bad people. All of us are going to be on equal.
Yes, but what are you going to do from today to make sure that type of unity you want comes into existence? What are you going to do personally from today onwards?
I will try my best, you know. I'm not somebody mind. Are you getting me? Just some people will talk to after that, they do their own.
Yes.
Are you getting me?
Yes, let's take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. The caller, give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra from Israel. Give us your name and where you are.
Yeah, I'm calling from Malaysia.
From Malaysia, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm Austin.
Austin from Malaysia, go ahead. The world is listening. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Are you?
I'm trying to comment on the issue of the person that sold the kidney or whatsoever.
Yes.
Yeah, what I'm trying to comment is that I think I haven't heard such story. You know, I think it's kind of propaganda. I've been to this country for a long time. I haven't heard the story.
Yes.
Yeah. So I'm sorry. At least they should give us some verification and proof so that we in Malaysia can understand.
Austin, I am very grateful for this call that you made, and that is why we need to be very vigilant. We are reporting a story carried primarily by Yoruba and Hausa media houses. This is why they try to convince us that we are money hungry, we can do anything for money. Isn't it ironic that on the day that a story broke that Yoruba people in London killed an army officer in London, today all of a sudden the story has come out that Igbos are selling their kidney in Malaysia? And I was wondering, If this is the case, how come our multitude of Biafrans, dedicated Biafrans in Malaysia, do not know this? So I'm very happy that you're putting the record straight. You are making the world to realize that this story is false. In as much as you people are concerned in Malaysia, this type of thing has never happened before.
Yeah, our people here is being, our Igbo people here is being fine. So I can't see any reason why an Biafran soldier, a Biafran comrade, can even indulge in such character. You understand? So
yes.
I think it's a propaganda. I can't believe that any Igbo guy or any Biafran son brought up from Biafra can do such a thing. It's a typical lie. Let them give us some proof. You know, we've been here. You understand? Yeah, so I think it's a typical lie. Unless they give us some proof.
Yes.
We cannot, we can believe that.
Okay, we agree with you completely. Do you people agree that it's possible that this could be propaganda? Or have you seen a lot of things to convince you that we can sell our kidney, sell our half of our heart, or even our soul because of money? Thank you very much for calling.
Yeah.
Thank you. Is that possible?
Well, it could be possible. It's a false story. Sometimes, because you might not be able to get there for your own proof, but the story can go on. A story is a story.
That is, if it's possible, it could be true as well.
It could be true as well.
Okay, let's take this call. This is Radio Biafra, please. Your name and where you are. The caller on Skype, give us...
Hello.
Yes, your name, please, and where you are.
Yes, Ikechukwu, I'm calling from North Cyprus. Hello.
You're Ikechukwu from Cyprus.
Hello.
Yes, Ikechukwu from Cyprus. We are hearing you loud and clear.
North Cyprus.
Where?
Yes, okay.
Where's
Cyprus.
From Cyprus,
yeah,
go ahead.
Okay,
go ahead.
What I want to say is, hello?
Yes, go ahead, we are listening,
hello.
The world is listening. Yes, we can hear you. Hello?
Okay, I'm Ikechukwu, I'm calling from North Cyprus.
I know, please turn your system down, listen to us via Skype. Turn your system down, the world is hearing your voice, so don't worry about hearing your voice via your system. Turn it off or turn it down and then talk to us via Skype. Go ahead, we're listening.
Okay. Thank you very much. First of all, I want to really commend the effort in bringing plant spirit back, you know. But I still have one or two reservations, you know.
Yes.
If we look at the history of Nigeria, for instance.
Yes.
And in one or two instances, we must have had some Igbo leaders leading and doing one or two things. And I keep asking. If we try to appraise their performances, if we try to see the little positions they held, what contribution have they been able to make?
Yes.
You know? And here we are saying, we're talking about Biafra. Now, what conviction also do we have that if Biafra stands today, what conviction do we have to say that, yes, something positive? Or the people that would be responsible, that will hold one office or one elected position or the other, would be responsive to the yearnings of the people. People need help. People need services. But the problem is, how do we get the services to reach them? It's a big problem.
No, it is not.
Yes, Mr. Nnamdi, yes, I must commend the spirit. I must commend what you guys are doing out there. It shows here the determination. But the question is, you could be determined, I could be determined, or one other people could be determined. Now, how do we now convince people that if Biafra stands today, how can we make the services, the leadership, to be beneficial to everyone? Then secondly, please, before, let me just... Secondly...
We don't want you to go. When you finish, you stay there because our brother Emeka will respond to you. When you finish, don't go away. Stay where you are. Go ahead. Ask your questions.
Okay,
yes.
Okay. Then, even here we are, we have so many Igbos, we have so many Nigerians and others. We cannot condone evil. If someone does bad thing, if a Biafran or an Igbo man does bad thing, the best thing to do is to call this person, Mr. Okoronkwo, Mr. Ifeanyi, or whatever he is, you've done something bad. And now to correct it. But if someone does anything wrong, and probably, I don't know what may have happened in Israel or what may have happened in anywhere, but what I'm saying is, truth has to stand. okay, if we correct this evil, this person has done so and so thing. Now, how do we get out of it? You know, but if we close our eyes and say the whole evils are righteous, my brother, hold on, yet righteous. It's only Christ who is righteous. But the most important thing is for us to stand and fight for our cause, and also control good leadership, my brother. Thank you very much. That's just a few points I want to raise.
Thank you very much. Please don't go away, yes. Please. Emeka, what do you want to say to our brother in response? We are asking, how bad can it be? Can we be worse than Nigeria? Can we ever be worse than Nigeria?
I don't think so. We have gone out. You are in Cyprus. I am in Israel. We have our office also in London. We have in US. I think we are supposed to have learned something from wherever we are.
Yeah.
The truthfulness should be in us. Actually, that now that we are trying to go back home and stay in our own house, we should stop going around to other countries to look for
a of course, honestly.
So, since we have the principal opportunity of bringing one or two brothers together and try to make things happen, creating something like this Radio Biafra, which we never thought we can do it from outside the so-called Nigeria, then we need to make communication easier for us to communicate. Now you're talking to me from Cyprus. I am in Israel. People in Nigeria, people in Biafra are hearing us also. Then we never thought it was going to be possible. So now we're starting something. We need to encourage ourselves also, like the commendation you gave us for bringing up this Radio Biafra thing. We are also hopeful that at the time we agreed to go home, we must have arranged ourselves properly and have a good governance with the little experience of what we have seen. Now that we are not in our homeland, now you must have learned the governing system in London, in America, here in Israel, in some other countries all over the world. And when we come back home,
we'll bring
something home with us.
Because so, even here we are in Israel, it was very bad. Until the Hebrews came back. They brought something from America, as you said, America. They brought something from Europe. They brought something from everywhere. They said, we have seen all these things. We can make it better. And that was exactly what they did. And today it is working. So, my brother, thank you very much for calling. You've restored my hope and faith in Skype as well, because it goes to show that Skype is working very well. Thank you very much and God bless you. Have you volunteered? Yeah. Are you people in Cyprus? Have you people volunteered? In Cyprus?
Well, yeah. I mean, we're not still much. We're trying to get ourselves. And of course, when something happens, we hear voices. But for now, we're just very few. And of course, you know the nature of this place. We're mostly students and all that. Even with that, we'll try to organize ourselves and bring out something positive. You hear our voices when it comes.
Thank you very much.
Like I said, commend you, and of course, in any way, like to do something, please do let me know. I'll send my email address and my contacts. No, whatever I can do, please let me know. But
yes,
what I'm saying is, we must stand on equity.
Yes. If you go to go away, because Cyprus is important to what. Stay where you are. Don't get away. Let's take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. This is Radio Biafra. Go ahead. Your name and where you are. The caller on the phone, give us your name and where you are. They're not speaking up. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. Hello.
My name is Philip.
Philip from Port Harcourt. You're through to Radio Biafra, broadcasting from Israel. Go ahead. What would you like to say? Go ahead. You're calling from Port. Go ahead and give. Yes, we can hear you very well. Go ahead. Go ahead. We can hear you. Go ahead. I don't think the line is not very secure. It is from. What do you expect from a country called Nigeria? What do you expect? It's an evil country. Nothing works in that useless place. This is Radio Biafra from Israel. For the time being, give us your name and where you're calling from. Hello? Can hear the voice echo. The caller, please, on the phone, what is your name and where are you calling from? It could be another call from Nigeria, no doubt, because nothing seems to work there. Please, if you're joining us, that the time now is roughly about 9 minutes to 8 o'clock in London. It is 9 minutes to 10 here in Australia. I said Australia, you see. I love Australia so much. That's why I keep saying Australia all the time. This is Radio Biafra. Please give us your name and where you are. Please speak up. We can't hear you. Give us your name and where you are again. Speak up, please. No, it is not. It doesn't seem to be working. They said they're calling from Malaysia, but it doesn't seem to be working. You know, I say Australia a lot because Australia has been kind to the Biafran struggle. The great people there, the reformers, the Ogus, Okezie Ogu, the leader of Biafra Alliance in Australia, very credible, very formidable. Australia were the first people to invite Radio Biafra out of London, out of the UK, to come and broadcast. And we'll be eternally grateful to them for that. This is Radio Biafra, please. Can you hear me? Bernard from Malaysia, your voice is very, very low. Your voice is very, very low. We can't hear you very well at all. This is Radio Biafra. Please give us your name and where you are, please.
Yes, my name is Chukwudi Obioku. I'm calling from South Africa.
Chukwudi Obioku from South Africa. Go ahead, the world is listening to you. Go ahead.
Yes,
go ahead.
Yeah, I wanted to point out what my sister said concerning our people.
Yeah, can you...
Because our people doesn't like each other. Concerning our sister, what our sister was saying.
Yes. We have
our people don't love each other. That's the problem that we have in Jafarman. Even here in South Africa, when I'm trying to organize people, telling them about Radio Biafra, some people didn't agree with me. That is the problem that I was talking to here. Then I was trying to convince many of them so that I can try, even if they can donate to Radio Biafra as I'm used to do, but many of them have already agreed with me. But many of them are doubting what I'm saying.
They will doubt you because we are doubters. Please turn your system off and talk to us via the phone, please. Turn it off because we can hear you and you can hear us and the world is also hearing your voice. So turn your system down. Turn your system down.
Yeah, my system is down.
Good. Have you registered? Have you volunteered yourself to serve your country? Have you volunteered to serve Biafra?
Yes, I've already done it. Even that I'm trying to convince many of them. I've already bring about 3 or 4 people. They have already joined me.
All you need to do is to bring...
No.
Go ahead.
Yeah, many of them is here with me and they said they want to talk to the media so I confirm what I'm telling them if it is true.
Okay, give them the phone one after the other to give us their name and where they come from in Biafra land.
Okay, let me give them the phone. Hello?
Yes, this is Radio Biafra. You're talking to the entire humanity via Israel. What is your name and where do you come from in Biafra?
Good evening, my name.
Good evening.
Yeah,
go ahead.
My name is Rafael Ishiugu. I'm coming from South Africa.
Yes, and where do you come from in Biafra land? Where is your village in Biafra land? Where do you come from?
I'm coming from Enugu.
Enugu, we are in Enugu. Enugu is a very big place. Where do you come from? What is the name of your clan? Where do you come from?
I'm in South Africa now.
I know that very well. Okay, thank you very much. You're from Enugu. Give the phone to the next person. Let's see where they come from. Or let's hear from them where they come from.
What I have to say about this Biafra of you guys, we are excited and happy for you, for the effort you are putting here. You know, but like my brother said, you know, the guy, he's trying his best to make sure that things are going on here in South Africa. He's trying to organize some people who that can help to be trustworthy so that to move police demands here in South Africa. But you know, we are policing there that we do our best here to make sure that they have a standard of Biafra here in South Africa. So, and we promise to support both financial and any other thing we can do. There's nothing we can do by our power, but by the special grace of God, we promise that.
Thank you very much. Yes, Emeka, want to say something?
Yeah, I want to advise you, my brother. Just like you.
I have a talk to another brother. Yes.
Okay, hand it back to him, Emeka. Hello. Yes, go ahead. What is your name and where do you come from?
Hello.
Yes.
My name is Chinonso.
Yes, what
I'm
is.
Chinonso Kafu.
From where?
South Africa, Johannesburg, South Africa.
Johannesburg in South Africa. Where do
Johannesburg,
you come from?
South Africa.
Where do you come from?
Yeah.
In Igbo land.
I'm from Nigeria, Anambra State.
Anambra State is not good. That is bad.
I'm based in South Africa.
Go ahead. Say what you want to say.
Hello, can you hear me?
Very well. Say what you want to say. We can hear you.
Yeah, what I'm saying about the actual thing of, you know, here in South Africa, we are trying to push things forward, you know, trying to make things become reality, you know, something like that, you know. Because we have been seeing what these Muslims, Hausas and the Europe, what they have doing, you know, spelling our names, you know. So that we are trying to prove them that there is nothing like Nigeria. We are not from Nigeria. All we know that we are from Biafra, you know. We don't know anything about Nigeria. You understand?
Yes, we are very great. Have all of you registered? Have you people registered at Radio? Have you volunteered to serve your country at Radio Biafra?
Yeah, we have registered.
Okay, you have all registered at Radio Biafra Community tab. You've gone there and you volunteered yourself to serve your country. Is that what you're saying?
Okay. So I appreciate what you guys are doing, you know.
Thank you
very
much.
Keep us moving, you know. It makes us know that at least we have a place called Biafra. You understand?
Yes.
Even here in South Africa, we've got the tribe, we've got everything. Even our work club, we put it Biafra. You understand? So our working place, we put it Biafra. So here in South Africa, they ask us, what about Biafra? What is Biafra? We'll be some best, you know. So we explain them about Biafra is a freedom country, you know. It's a peace country, you know, a place where you can be, you know, become a freedom. It's not about being something like you are in your place and being afraid of dying, something like that, you know. So,
Thank you.
Are God sharing people, you know.
Yes.
That's one thing that we know about Biafra. So, we're trying to push things hard, you know.
Thank you.
We also appreciate that we've got the radio Biafra.
Thank you very, very much. Those of you in South Africa, we are very, very, we are grateful to all of you for what you have done. Let us try and take this call. We're expecting a very important call from Australia. This is Radio Biafra, please, your name and where you're calling from.
This is from Onitsha.
Bernard from Onitsha. Speak up a bit. We can't hear you very well.
Bernard from Malaysia,
your phone is not very well, I'm afraid. You may have to try us on another line because it is not clear at all.
Are you hearing me?
Yes, very well. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Okay, my name is Abachukwu Keke, calling from Johannesburg in South Africa.
Go ahead.
I'm from Anambra State.
Yes, go ahead.
Midemili South Local Government.
Midemili, beautiful people. Go ahead.
It's my pleasure to talk to you people this evening.
Thank you. It seems South Africa is waking up.
I'm slightly behind. Sorry?
It seems South Africa is finally waking up because it has taken South Africa a long time to wake up. We felt that they were sleeping, but better now than never. So we are very grateful to welcome all of you wonderful Biafrans in South Africa rising up to this call, rising up to the challenge to come and serve your country.
Yeah, thanks. We are totally behind you guys. So whatever you people are doing, we are support of you people.
Thank you very much.
We are totally behind that.
Emeka, there's something you wanted to say. What is it, please?
I will say more grease to your elbow, those of you who try to call us. We are happy to hear from you people. And you people should tell your brothers, your sisters around there also to listen to you. We are going to be on air from Israel tomorrow and next tomorrow and probably the next 3 days. So tell more people to be with you same time for these few days. The broadcast will continue to come from Israel. And we appreciate your organization, your calling your friends, your brothers around. Tell your friends, not only from Biafra, from those of them you are living in their houses, they should also know about Biafra. So you are free to tell them to come and listen with you.
Yes, that is what we want, isn't it? We want people to be part of what we are doing, to be part of this family. And Maka, you've been very, very quiet. We're going to come to you in a minute. We don't want to
okay.
do... This is Radio Biafra, the caller on Skype. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Good evening. This is Duke. I'm calling from India.
Duke,
hello. Can
yes,
you hear me?
Of course. The whole world too can hear you very, very well. Go ahead. What do you want to say? Go ahead.
Okay. What I wanted to say is regarding what the issue our sister was raising, a kind of Igbos are not united. Even in the Bible, even in the 12 disciples of Jesus, there is a Judas. You understand? Everybody is not the same.
Yes.
So I don't think that all Igbos are bad. There are some bad people among the good people.
Yes.
So and we are not going to maybe fold our hands and say we are not united. We have to come together and work together so that we will be more united, because there are something that the America says, united we stand, divided we fall. If we cannot unite, if we reunite ourselves, we cannot achieve our dream. Even in the Bible, when they are building Babylon, the people there, they united and they are building the tower to go to heaven. And God see their mind because they are united. So I'm taking this opportunity to know that all Igbos, Biafrans are listening to me. Let everybody wake up. Let our eyes be open. Hausa people, whenever they say something and they do it, let Igbo emulate from them. Let us come together and build one Biafra. Thank you. So it's my contribution tonight. God bless Biafra. God bless everybody in their studio.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Yes, Amaka.
Sometimes our problems from this state is from the embassy. You know, we have a little problem from the embassy. Are you getting me? So somebody will have a problem, they call embassy. Sometimes people in embassy in the top is the Hausa and Yoruba. If they look, the name is an Igbo man, you tell them, send the person back home. And which is not good.
Even the embassy here, and everybody's complaining about the embassy. Even the embassy is not helping.
Of course, embassy is not helping. When you have a problem, Israeli people call embassy. They will send the person back. Nigeria is good.
Are you serious?
Of course. That is the problem we have. Before Israeli send you back, they will contact the embassy. And embassy will give them order to send the person back.
Oh, so it is up to embassy sometimes
yes,
to decide
if
whether to help or not to help.
They are not helping. They are the most that are killing our people.
That is terrible. That is terrible.
If you check out all the embassy we have in Nigeria, is Hausa and Yoruba.
Who are there?
No, if you watch the whole embassy we have in Nigeria, all over the country, all over the abroad.
Yes, yes.
Is Hausa and Yoruba.
Of course it's true.
Are you getting me?
Of course it's true.
Can't an Igbo man is an ambassador?
No, I have never seen. An Igbo ambassador, you tell me.
We don't have.
No, we don't. This is
Radio
Biafra.
The problem we have. If immigration catch you, mm-hmm. then we contact the embassy. Then embassy ambassador will tell them, send the person back. It's not good.
That is terrible, though. That is very, very terrible.
I also don't care. You know it's an Igbo.
And they send our people back.
Of course, they send the person back.
That is terrible. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. It's better now, Philip. This is Radio Biafra broadcasting from the Holy Land of Israel to the entire humanity. What would you like to say?
No, I want to say something. I want to tell our brothers in Israel that we should help us to isolate this Biafra. We are Nigeria here, we are suffering. Look at what the Netherlands are doing now. They are trying to use an issue and for Steve Jonathan. So they don't want anything. We didn't even want to Jonathan now to enter this tower. They will frustrate all our efforts to isolate this Biafra. Please, we are using this opportunity to tell our people in Israel to help us So I think I can have this and move and get away from this nonsense called Nigeria, this country called Nigeria. Please. Because now that you have seen the havoc of the world, that you now allow any woman to be president of this country called Nigeria. So we are telling all our brothers in the whole world, we are Nigeria.
Yeah, we have lost him. We want him to call back. He is calling from Port Harcourt. He Israel is two of you that we are seeing now, isn't it? It's two of you who are Israel, as at this evening, that we are seeing here. Our people here who are in this country, this marvelous place, this holy land of heaven itself. What are we going to do? How are you going to? People are crying back home and saying, "Please come and help us." Let us try and take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. This is Radio Biafra. Your name?
Yeah, Director, good evening. I've been trying to... Director, Simon Lezu here. I'm back from the so-called country called Nigeria. And I've been trying to contact. It looks like we've been having a very big turnout this evening. And I'm so grateful that a lot of people are calling Radio Biafra. And we've given Radio Biafra from Australia to... our Biafra land, and now in Israel, where we believe we emanated from.
Yes.
The job the director is doing is commendable, is interesting, and is also very successful. Director, are you there? Am I just talking to myself?
I'm here, and so is our sister Maka and Emeka, and you're talking to the whole world. The whole world is listening to you this evening. Please go ahead, Barrister Mamezu, you are welcome. You have missed you anyway. People have been asking, where is Barrister Mamezu? We said he's coming here, he's going to recharge his batteries. And you're back now, so we're very grateful.
Thank you, Director. I've been following the events. And that our sister there, Amaka, who brought the issue that is very close to my heart about unity and disunity.
Unity.
She has, in fact, brought into the argument by adding that the embassies has never been supportive, which is not surprising. As far as it affects the Igbos, they don't give a hoot. So my sister there, Amaka, is very sure of what she's saying, and she has not been shaken off from what she has said. And in fact, I support her case, because if you remember, Director, about last month, we are talking about how the Indians, the Biafran people in India, has not been supportive of one another. Yes. And I wouldn't say I'm surprised, but hearing him coming from Israel, I'm not surprised. So what we're actually saying, and what I've been shouting about, is how the Biafran people, how the Igbo people in particular, should unite. And there's no need hiding the facts that Igbos are not united. We always fight one another. We never supported one another. We are looking for is how to overthrow, how to backslide, and how to stamp one another. And this particular ideology has to stop, because our people says once a sickness has been exposed, it will go.
Yes.
So nobody should try and defend that the Igbos are united. We are practically not united. What we have to seek for and ask for is how to unite. Somebody coming from Nigeria just landed yesterday, and see how the Yorubas has always been cooperative, and all their unity is based on how to punish, victimize the Igbos, victimize the Biafra. The Hausa's unity is how to victimize, how to subjugate the Igbos into submission. And the Igbos who have been subjugated, the Biafras who have been marginalized, do not love one another. This is what we pray, that we should come together, because without this part of this kind of unity, it will be absolutely difficult. Very important that we have to, in order for us to defeat those who are against Biafran, and I'm very happy that in the land who supported us, be it that they might be segregative in this present Jews Israelis, but during the Nigerian Biafran War, our pilot has been Johnny, who came from Israel, and we hope Once they know about our supplications, they'll be able to support the Biafran. This we pray, and that is what we hope for. Well done, Director. Well done, Nnamdi Kanu, for the job you're doing for Biafrans.
Thank you very much, and God bless you, the very eminent barrister himself and attorney at law. You're welcome back to the... we know that Britain is civilized, and England is arguably one of the most civilized places on earth. We don't know why they're against us. We know the British people are not against us. It's their government. It's oil that is making some of them to be against us. We say to them, they have nothing to fear. You're back. You're welcome back again into the fold, into the family, because Radio Biafra Editorial Board will continue to function as one entity. There will be no division. There will be no disunity. There will be no discord until we accomplish Biafra. Then we can start disagreeing and start quarreling. But until we get Biafra, we have to be one.
Exactly.
Once we get Biafra, we can start quarreling. Anything is allowed. But right now, you're welcome once again, and may God bless you. That is the very eminent barrister, Mamezu, the attorney for Biafra, who is resident in England, practicing, not a fake lawyer as some people are within this Biafran struggle. He is genuine. We welcome him back. Please, Amaka, he seems to be agreeing with you that what you're saying is correct, that we have to expose evil. That is the Igbo way of putting it. If we discuss this thing out in the open and very honest and very frank, we unite. Now, my question I'm asking you, Amaka, is what can we do, what can Radio Biafra do to help the unity here in Israel, so that when Radio Biafra leaves Israel to return to London, the headquarters from where we broadcast, that things will improve. There will be meetings, everybody will be embrace each other, and things will change.
I think some people are hearing the Radio Biafra, even from internet. Are you getting me? And they are broadcasting now. Are you getting me? I hope things will change.
You think so?
I think so.
Good. I'm very, very happy to hear that. And Emeka, you haven't been, there's a particular meeting you don't go to. Radio, we don't hide anything. Everything is out in the open. We don't hide anything. Why is it that you don't go to this? Because people from Israel are listening this evening. Why? Who offended you? Why are you not going to that meeting? And are you assuring us that it's not a Biafran meeting, it's an Igbo meeting, which by extension is also a Biafran? What happened, and how can we make things better so you return to this meeting? And as you are doing before, when the boy came in, he said he counted four of you. That four of you were the people that started this meeting and moving things forward. He said that you even went to Jerusalem, not to fight for your own case, but to fight for the case of other people. That's what we want to highlight, that there are Biafrans like yourself here. You took it upon yourself to go to Jerusalem, to United Nations, to fight for other people without papers. What offended you? Why did you leave? And what can we do to bring you back again?
Well, like one of us who called, I don't remember exactly, said, if we can move on truthfully with ourselves, then it's more easier. What took me to Jerusalem and how many times I went there, I wanted to secure a place for my brothers when the government of Israel started the mass deportation of people. Incidentally, with the Biafran flag I had, I submitted it to the Biafran meeting. Like we were saying, when the embassy came and told them to stop calling the meeting a Biafra, they, out of fear, they changed it to Igbo meeting.
Hang on. Are you serious?
That's exactly what I'm telling you. And I was not happy with the situation. And incidentally, within the struggle, the so-called executives of the so-called Biafra meeting was doing some very fake things that I didn't like. Because when I went to the United Nations, I happened to be like a fool fighting for some people who doesn't even care about themselves. If the people, you so-called chairman and the secretaries, have lost their papers and then could not find the right way to follow their case, instead, they went to change their names as a new individuals to write to the United Nations. I was disappointed when I got to the United Nations office, and they brought me the files and the pictures and names of those people who are supposed to be my chairman and my secretary and my treasurer and my financial whatever that was in the executive of the meeting. I got disappointed. When I came back to the meeting, they told me to shut up. So I got so angry. I said, I cannot deal with such people.
No, so what we are fighting for is, why did they agree to change the name from Biafra that it was before, which the State of Israel actually recognizes?
Recognized, because I registered. Yes. We registered it with the Israeli government. And incidentally, when the Nigerian embassy came in and was, I don't know, whatever they told them, they changed the meeting into Igbo meeting, which is not, it's also part of the Biafra, but was not supposed to be a village meeting. We did it on the movement, as a movement, and also to help our brothers hide themselves here and try to find a living and try to get something in their pocket so we can go home and fix our homeland, Biafra.
Yes, but are you saying that we would have gone far had we stayed with the name Biafra rather than changing it to Igbo?
And following the rules of the game.
And following the rules of the game.
Yes, there are rules. When we start something, we have to create rules to guide us.
So what you're saying is that in, under the name Biafra, you are safe. If you just abandon it and try anything else, you will not be safe. Are those people who did that thing, are they safe now?
They are not safe either, because whatever thing they planned after I left the meeting never materialized. That is why here it's, we cannot put ourselves together and do something. And whatever they do as Igbo meeting, it's Igbo meeting. But the Biafra movement, anything connected to this Biafra movement is bound on the way trying to regain our fatherland. This is very, very important. There's a great difference than having a kindred meeting, and it's like a marching towards our freedom.
Yes, let us take this call and then Amaka will come in, because we want solution to the problem. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on Skype. Give us your name and where you are.
Yeah, I'm Biafra Mobi. I'm calling from Sweden.
I'm Obi from Sweden. Go ahead, the world is listening. Go ahead.
Yes, this is my second time of calling Radio Biafra. I called the other time when you were in London. Now you are in Holy Land. So I'm happy to reach you today.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I have to say now is concerning the what our sister said concerning embassy. You know, I can understand what she's saying, but that is why, I mean, that is why we have to assurize Biafra, you know, because as long as you meet an Hausa man at embassy or you meet a Yoruba man there, what do you think you are going to expect? I mean, we have to get Biafra, because Biafra has to come to us. So what I'm saying now is this. As soon as we assurize and we maintain the law of Biafra land, Biafra will be a great country. We can never be worse than Nigeria itself.
Yes, of
course. So this is what I just have to say.
We agree with you.
Hello?
Yes, of course, we agree with you completely. There is no way that Biafra can be worse than Nigeria. We won't allow it to happen. Even God in heaven won't allow it to happen. That we know for sure. It will never, ever happen.
And there's another thing our sister said concerning we that live in Europe, yeah, that we don't help each other, or we don't help each other. I can understand her as well, but my own opinion is this. No one is perfect, you know. Yeah, it depends on who you meet. Me personally, I came to Europe 10 years ago, 2003, I came here. The people I met, they were nice to me. You know, in fact, my progress, you know, depend on them. They were very nice to me, and I'm very proud of them, and I always say that anytime I'm with them. At the same time, since then, I've been here in Sweden. I've been helping people, because, I mean, you know, even though the person at the end of the day, he might not appreciate it, but you are doing it because of God.
Yes.
You know, because we are all human beings. No one is perfect.
Yes, that is correct. We all make mistakes.
So and, this is my opinion.
Thank you very, very much for calling. That's our brother from Sweden, Amaka. What is the solution to unity in Israel? There are a lot more Biafrans who are in this studio, makeshift studio of Radio Biafra this evening. We'll introduce them one after the other in a sec. But they're here. So you're speaking to the whole world as well from a perspective, from the viewpoint of a lady. How do we get unity in Israel? That is what Radio Biafra is here.
The unity came from, before you make the unity, those that behind us and those that be being on top and yes. Elders are eating me. They are supposed to call a little people. Little ones to join together to mm-hmm. fight our rights.
Yes.
Are you getting me?
Yeah, I think one of the others is here, isn't it?
So,
he is going to speak this evening. We hold him responsible. If Israel breaks down, we hold him responsible. Emma is here. Is that correct?
Yes.
He is going to speak to the world this evening. Please come forward and say hello to the wonderful people of Biafra, listening all over the world, from Antarctica to the North Pole, from the west coast of the United States to all the way to Japan, from Moscow in Russia to Johannesburg in South Africa, from Sydney in Australia to Ontario in Canada. This is Radio Biafra, received in every country of the world by none. Please give our listeners your name and where you are this evening, please.
Good evening, everybody, my fellow Biafrans. My name is Amechi Manuel. I am from Imo State, Nkwere, in Olu. I live in Israel, in Tel Aviv, and I'm happy when I go to the listen to the radio Biafra and to the net and see the effort the present Biafrans are not the old problems that we had, you know, the effort they are making now, you know. I'm very happy. I appreciate coming back, you know, and being recognized as a true Biafran.
Yes.
I'm very, very happy, you know, with the guys that came in to start take up this fight, you know. I really appreciate whatever they are doing, and I hope it will continue this way. And I left off the lane some time ago, and now I've gotten the morale, you know, to come back again and continue with the fight.
That's very good.
Because there's no way he who fights and runs away will come back to fight another day.
So you have come out now again, is it?
I am a Biafran, and that is good. The true blood of a Biafran. I need to continue the fight.
Yes.
Right
so,
now.
But a lot of you, as we are saying, because this is Radio Biafra, we don't sweep anything under the carpet. We speak the truth. We tell the world the truth. That is the way that God can forgive us. When we sin and ask for forgiveness, we will be forgiven. But we have to first of all accept that we sinned. A lot happened previously. What can we do now to make sure that, is there anything our listeners can do, people who are living elsewhere, brought across from Cyprus, those in Malaysia, those in Canada, those in Sweden, is there anything we can do through Radio Biafra? Because Israel, you people are closest to God than any other person,
yes,
including
right.
ourselves.
That's right.
Yes, as you said today, I told them before you came into the studio that as we were discussing today, you said that as you get closer to the temple in Jerusalem, you feel a difference within you.
Sure,
you can feel
sure.
the presence of something
yeah.
in Jerusalem.
Yeah.
So you people are a lot more closer to God. And if you people are not united and directing us, our spiritual focus, that driving it towards the Temple of Solomon here in Jerusalem, how are we going to succeed or survive as a people? So we need you to be one together, acting as one. Do we have that assurance this evening that henceforth Israel is going to be at least a very strong point, a very strong anchor in this effort that Radio Biafra is making to bring about Biafra in truth and honesty?
Yeah, that is one promise I'll be making right now. Like I said before, we've been having a lot of problems here. It's been difficult, you know, getting all the Biafrans in Israel around because of one problem or the other. But right now, I'm promising you that with the help of God, we have to come together again once more and continue with this fight. There is no going back. We need to be prayerful. We need to come closer to God. We are in advantage, you know, where people don't really appreciate what we have here in Israel.
That is correct.
And as a matter of fact, we have to come closer to God and with the prayers. We have to sustain all the other Biafrans all over the world with the prayers, yes, from the Jerusalem, from the please, main house of God.
Of course.
And with him, I think all things are possible.
Yes.
We are going to actualize our aims and objectives.
Yes. What we are, at least those of you in Israel are like the house of Levi. If nothing else, if you don't contribute anything else towards the sustenance of Biafra and Radio Biafra, be praying for us. Once in a while, all of you will organize and go to Jerusalem and pray and say, God, please bless Biafra. Go to the Wailing Wall as I did today and pray and cry on that same wall that people have been praying for millennia, for centuries. Everything good about God is found in that very place. So if you people can go there and pray, that is all you can do for us, if you can't do anything else.
That is right.
Let's take this. You have to do it. You have to lead it. Emeka is here too. This is Radio Biafra. We get a call. We're getting a call from London. This is Radio Biafra. Please, your name and where you're calling from.
Hello.
Yeah, this is Radio Biafra. Turn your radio down. You're calling us. We can hear ourselves on your system. Turn it off. Talk to us through the radio. We are coming to you from Israel.
Can you hear me?
Very well, loud and clear.
That's very lovely. This is Reverend Samson speaking from United Kingdom.
Reverend Samson from United Kingdom, welcome to Radio Biafra from the Holy Land.
Thank you very much. I just switched on to the net and I started late. I don't know the topic for the day. But the one I listened last time, which was why we were hated by the British people.
Yes.
And I was really moved with all the comments and whatever, you know, you people said. But I just wanted to say something concerning the issue that we are having back home, especially we in Biafrans. I hope that the Bible, as you people were saying, that the white people brought to us, and you people were a little bit doubting whether it is correct or not.
Yes.
The Bible is absolutely good and transformational. It can transform things and make it, you know, for better. But the fact is that we have misused and misinterpreted the word back home, and we focus our attention on money, and we want to make the best church and the best people up to, you know what I mean?
Yes.
And that's why the Bible is not really acting the way it's supposed to act in the name of God. So, and what I would ask you to do is to see whether you will try to gather, go out to, if you go home, we'll meet the bishops and the priests there. We speak to them concerning the situation, because the Bible that's written is life, and it has a very big, you know, power to transform things, and if we are really genuine. Are you getting me?
Yes.
So, but when we are not genuine, it makes life very, very difficult. And he thinks that Bible is fake. It's not fake. God is real. And if we hold God firm, everything will go away with us in this actualization of Biafra. But if we just leave God aside, we will not get anywhere. So
yes.
I promise that we have to try as much as we can.
Yes, yes, Reverend.
If you promise.
Reverend, so I agree. Reverend, please hold on for a second. I agree with what you're saying. Radio Biafra is in the Holy Land. We came here to hand over to God himself everything that we are doing.
Thank you.
Where our ancestors used to do. Our ancestors used to pray to God before the white people came from Europe. What they brought to us is a Bible called King James Version. We are not too sure who wrote it. What they brought to us is King. They didn't give us the Holy Scriptures from the Old. They gave us King James Version. Or New English Testament version. Heaven knows what they call the rest of it. What we are saying is that there is no justification for them to bring us the Bible. The same time that the Christians are in trouble with the Muslims, they abandon the Christians to go and support the Muslims to be killing the Christians. It doesn't make any sense to me. That goes to show that what they are telling us in effect is that the God that the Muslims are, the way they worship God, is superior to what they brought to us. They gave us the Bible, we accepted it from them, and then they are supporting our enemies to kill us.
Yes. Example of what I'm trying to say is that the same Bible you are trying to say says that anyone who believes will be saved. And when we read that, and the Bible talks about loving one another, and if you go back home, you find out that, especially in Igbo, I get, we find it difficult to do that, which that Bible said, to love one another. We find it difficult to do it. we are still Christians. So what, who is to be blamed? Is it God? Is it the Bible they brought? Or is it us who are not really doing what the word said? You have to match your word with action. Nnamdi, I really thank God what you are doing. If you are matching what you are saying now with action, in fact, it won't take long, you will see Biafra being born. But if you just say and talk and never do anything, it will never happen.
That is true.
So the Bible needs to be taught, it is word of mouth, and it needs action. It requires action. And making sure that we are on the right track. We are doing what God wants, not when we are looking for our personal interest.
Thank you. I agree with what you're saying. I agree completely. No question. I agree with what, my sister has a question for you.
What is try as much as we can to buy the promise you promised to the church. To try and fulfill it is very important. Please,
is it as you buy them this bell?
They are trying to buy it. Please, we will support you.
Okay, please go ahead and ask.
God me. Bless you.
Please, no, don't go away, Reverend. Don't go away. Stay where you are.
Please, Reverend, can you tell us where you're from?
Yes, I am from Igbo land, from Ihe Mbano.
Okay.
Are you from Mbano?
No.
From Ihe Mbano, I'm Wafo.
He asked me to, my church wants to buy a bell. My mother said that the bell, when they ring it, they can't hear it, even people who are 100 meters away. So I went on eBay and bidding for a bell, looking for a bell to buy St. Andrew's Anglican Church. And I said I won't buy it anymore because Anglican Church came from England. And the same England are the ones killing us. So that means that there's something not quite right to Anglican Church in my own view. But they said it's God we are worshipping, that we should go ahead and any promise you make to God, you fulfill it. So we'll see what we can do. But by the grace of God, everything will be well. But we just want God to be worshipped in truth and honesty, the same way we want people that come to Biafra to come to Biafra with truth and honesty, your hands very clean and open. At Radio Biafra, we don't hide anything. Everything is open. Everything we do is for the whole world to see. There is no secret. This is the only platform where we talk about Biafra. Everything we say we are going to do, we do it. If we say we are going to do something, we do it. If we say Nigeria will expire in 2015, it will expire in 2015. Or else there will be nobody left in it. There will be nobody left. We cannot continue. There is no way I can be born. Someone like me, I'm speaking for myself. And to an extent for the editorial board. Because they're very hard people as well. I cannot be born into this life as a slave. Born as a free person under Biafra. Biafra was defeated by the forces of darkness, and then I live my whole life as a slave, from one slavery to another, from that, no, until the day I die, and then they bury me. No, God won't be happy with me. When I go, no, he will say, what did you do? Were you crippled? Are your hands broken? Are your legs broken? The people enslaving you are men and women of your time. What did you do? You're there crying. I say, oh, Aboki came, and they brought their Nama. They did this to me, and you're crying like a child. God won't be happy with us. That is why everybody needs to sit up and buckle up and make sure that we get Biafra in truth and honesty. If you don't like Biafra, you are in very serious trouble because you're an enemy of God himself. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Yeah, hello. I'm Frank Obi. I'm calling from Germany.
Frank Obi from Germany. Go ahead. The world is listening to you.
Yeah,
I'm the people.
Okay. Because didn't show him address now in the Umunai on Israel.
Yes, how about
Emeka? Yeah, Emeka na Umunai mukin kozo kuroku.
Emma is here. Amaka is here. Yes.
Yeah, and Amaka too. That's good. So because when show him go ha, over ma. Ihe a na agbampo gbasara ịzụta onwe anyị. Yes, all ihe ndị ba ya ka ga ahụ so much. And o mere some of them na-ebehave the way ha na-adị supposed to na-ebehave. Because all ihe ahụ ihe mere 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, ọnọdụ ka onye tinye na nga onye nọ nga 40 years. Ọ pụta uche ya na onye n'ofu ebe a ga-awụ, onye n'outside a ga-awụ ofu ihe. Because the example one I won Kenya, okay, and my gentle okay to the affair, getting here and a second, but I do that in so. ona akwazi na ya nwa ga-aga register Biafra na Israel. Then orizie mgbe ndị Nigeria, the ambassadors, maybe Yoruba or Hausa ma nọ ebe ahụ bido na deport ndị be anyị. Ya nwa gabazie okwu ya. Ndị asịzie na azụ gachie nje that name because of fear.
Yes.
So help you to go that fear in us. You know? Oh, too much we go there. So him na here have that na oga agbagara because oh, it's a very big mistake. At least I wouldn't have to remember such thing. Hancha game I agree before Ogawa. Had a quarter on a guy. May I agree on one thing? Oh, when I see about when I see about. And the answer I'm kind of learning to have one year and I have a year. You're learning to have one because your story is one of the things that motivates me, Basara Biafra. Because I could remember that Nengumbu had kidnapped Mbila Nigeria.
Yes, it was Rike kidnapping with Maso. Yes, it was Rike kidnapping with Maso. Kidnapped
or handed over to Hausa people.
Yes, give me the house. Yes, of course.
Yes. Habru La Abuja got dealing with you over there. So these are the things of Umunaya Haneba, Halashanya, Habankit. Because you know, some of the times in a cookus now, Biafran issue, you know, you have a Biafra, no, a calling, you know. So, more believe no, a calling, only she can aga him. So, because I happy EG were in here, and the hammer that now Israel is very, very important.
It is key.
I need Israel. With Israel, we can go on. Like that is our seat of power, and the more that now I recognize go here as Biafran there, that is a very big achievement. So I'm not reason now that you made a mistake, but I don't know because of that maybe sharing him either. You know, here maybe an energy. I'm not that now unity is number one thing. With unity, you can achieve anything actually you achieve.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Yes, thank you. Don't go away. One year, one year. Go ahead.
You could raise open because even Israel,
number one.
In a name, Neku.
Can you hear us? He's listening. Go ahead. Go. Go ahead.
Even Israel, Eba. Ima, in Israel, Eba, Jimara, you Biafra. Hamaya, Sibu.
Ah.
Yes. Ekuto Biafra, na Hama. Eku Hanuku Biafra. Hamanya. Israel, Mani.
Oh, it's Biafra. They know that it's Biafra.
Israel supports Rani na Biafra. I want a Biafra to put in Israel against Rani because you could have no Biafra, Israel and Rana Biafra. But you know, cool people. But even I came back, I'm not sure I'm sire. Came back, I don't know. You know, we are mama, the Abbasad, and we are ma. Now Israel never recognize us as Biafra. But I'm money as Ibu. You know, cool people. How many? But you could have no cool Biafra.
They can.
I wouldn't, they can. They know us. The men Israeli, the men Israeli man, there's equal to Biafra, Hama, and I'm Hama, you're from off. We could have put a Hanoku Biafra now, Hama. How the one that was a jogger, you Biafra from Nigeria? Yes,
yeah. They'll ask you that, first.
Of course.
Yes, they do.
They have asked me so many times.
This my wife here doesn't know much about Igbo, but
they don't know Igbo, they know
wife,
Biafra.
And my wife is here.
The ambassador Nomuya, the real ambassador Nomuya knows. Yeah.
They know Biafra. So, by convincing us to change our name from Biafra to Igbo,
that's what I'm telling you. An Israeli, if I say that I'm from Nigeria, I know Nigeria, are you from Biafra?
The
only question they'll ask you. Yes, are you Biafra? You say yes. They will tell you the problem of Biafra. During the Biafran war. Are you getting me? Of course, Israel, if we stand Biafra, Israel will stand us.
Okay.
I'm telling you the truth. If you talk about Biafra, Israel will tell you about Biafra more than you. They support Biafra. Up to them coming to you.
She said they were giving food to Biafra.
Of course, they'll be giving food. Yes, I have met somebody telling me that during the when he was a small, he keeping some coins shaker. Are you getting me?
Yes.
They are helping Biafra during the Biafra war. Of course.
Here in Israel.
Here in Israel. So many people did it.
So if you say Biafra, they understand you.
Of course.
No.
Much
if
more.
You say Igbo,
they don't know Igbo.
They don't know
something.
If I said now from Nigeria, when I walk and I have met so many people ask me, are you from Biafra? Yes. I say I'm from Nigeria, Biafra. They don't know any other tribe, it's only Biafra. And the only Biafra then tell us if we raise our flag up. Then will help us.
Are you serious?
Of course. That's the only problem we have our Biafra. We don't raise our Biafra flag up. We call him Biafra mouth, but he don't raise the Biafra. As we stand like this in Igbo, stand like this, Biafra stand like this, Aba, Imo, stand, raise the Biafra flag up, you will say an Israeli, they will be happy.
They'll be happy.
Of course.
But in fact, you've given us some.
I'm telling you the truth. If an Israeli is in Nigeria, they'll ask you, are you from Biafra?
That is wonderful. This is Radio Biafra. Yeah, turn the system down, please. Your name and where you are this evening.
They call okay, I'm Chidebere Neku from Qatar.
Chidebere from Qatar. Go ahead, go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead, we are listening. This is Radio Biafra, we are listening, and so is the world as well. Go ahead.
I'm from Kamkele, even go down.
That is correct. Thank you very much, Chidebere from Qatar. We have your number, and thank you very much for calling Radio Biafra. Go and volunteer. I don't know if you have volunteered already. You go and
volunteer. Good man.
Of course, you have. And your number is here with us. Anybody who wants to get in touch with Chidebere should write to Radio Biafra, either through Skype, text, or email, and we'll connect you through. Thank you very much for calling, and God bless you in Qatar where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Turn your system down. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Hello.
Yes, please turn your system off and speak to us via the phone. Give us your name and where you are this evening.
Yeah, can you hear me now?
Very well, loud and clear.
That's great. I've rang before. It's Reverend Samson again. I just want to commend Namdi and the group and to give you hope and to ask you to please continue the good work you are doing. And also to let you know the need to do things without violence.
Yes.
But we have to march on with prayers and action. So thank you very much for what you are doing and continue to do that. And please do have my number and let me know if there is anything I can do to help.
Of course, but please, Reverend, go and register. Go and volunteer to serve your country.
Yeah.
Yes, even if you're going to be praying with people in Israel.
When you come back, I will ring you.
Wonderful. Good man. Thank you very much, and God bless you. Thank you.
And God bless you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Banner. Bye. Let us go and take this call. This is Radio Biafra. You are through to the entire humanity via Israel, the Holy Land. What is your name and what are you this evening? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, your name and where you are this evening, please.
My name is Chukwudi Ofom. I'm calling from Australia.
Yes, the great man himself. The world is listening. Go ahead. That is Chukwudi Ofom, the benefactor and financier of Radio Biafra from Australia. Go ahead. The world is listening.
Yes, I want to thank you, Director, for all the good work you are doing. Yeah, it's not easy to be doing all these things, leaving your family behind, trying to save our people. And I want to thank all the editorial who are there with you, trying to talk sense into our people.
Yes.
Over there.
And Emeka, for hosting us. Emeka is here, our host.
Yes.
Yes,
thank you so much for hosting a Radio Biafra over there.
You're welcome.
Yeah, more grace to you, Ebo. I want to comment on a few things. One is what our sister raised, I can't remember her name, about not being unity over there. People are just calling police for one another. What I want to talk about is it's not a new thing. My sister has been. I used to live over there. It used to happen those days. But one thing I will tell you is, we know them. And today I must tell you, those guys that did those things, they are worse off than those that sent home. That's one thing I want to tell you. Whatever they did, always follows them. And one thing for sure, those who are just calling police or one are pointing immigration where our people are living, at the end, immigration will go and pick them up. It's truth. And it's happening. It does happen there in the past. And it will continue to happen. But it's not everyone. It's just a few number of them. We can't take because of them, nor unite. And it's okay to educate them, inform them. You know, sometimes it's out of fear, you know, out of fear. They did it just to stay. But again, they put one another, they put the other person into a very difficult situation. Yeah, it's quite understandable. He said to encourage and then advise them, give them reason not to do that, not believe they will come out. Secondly, I'm calling up you guys over there to stand up to the tax and let's move forward. If not for one thing, what a director said, you guys be a Levi every Saturday. You guys go to synagogue and pray for us, for what we are doing. So
exactly.
I will encourage Emeka to continue to organize people. Sometimes it's difficult to talk sense into our people. Sometimes they don't even listen. They just feel like, oh, who are you? Don't disturb me. I'm just looking for my stomach. But they don't realize that is where their stomach will come from.
Yes, from Biafra.
Because if we join hands and get it right, overnight they will disappear from Israel and go and get a better job in Nigeria. I mean in Biafra, not Nigeria, in Biafra.
Yes.
It benefits everybody. So sometimes I find it very difficult and frustrating if our people are not paying attention. But don't be discouraged, you know. Again, not everyone will follow you. Some people will even laugh here, but just ignore them. Continue. The good ones will come. By the end, they are the ones that will come, and we can't reject them. They will come back and enjoy. But at the end, they will say, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't understand what you were saying. But, yeah, we have to overlook those people. Another thing I want to talk, a guy called from Greece said, how are we going to govern ourselves better than what is happening in Nigeria? But one thing I want to say there is a lot of things, actually. It's not, Biafra is not going to be the same like Nigeria.
Can never be.
Nigeria, there's nobody obeys law over there. It's just like when some people say, oh, if we get our Biafra, we're going to kill ourselves. I say, what do you mean by that? Are we killing ourselves in Nigeria where there is no law? Talk less of when we have a Biafra, where there will be a law. Everybody abide by the law. Nobody's above the law. You tell me we will kill ourselves.
Never.
I say, man, I can't sit down. You don't know what you're talking about. Before the white men can, we never kill ourselves. Even right now, we are not killing ourselves. It's just the situation Nigeria put us in that made us behaving like that.
Yes.
When we get our Biafra, everything is going to be by merit, transparent, nothing like a back door. Because all of us has been exposed, and we will not allow the evil. And the most important thing is we need to drive away the evil in our mix. We don't need them.
They are the ones
that will drag us back. We need to educate them. If they don't want to accept education, we need to eradicate them from our mix.
Simple. I couldn't agree more. And Emma is here also. Emma, do you know Foma when he was here?
Foma, when did you left Israel, please?
Emma is asking, when did you leave Israel, or Foma? He's here. He's
2003. Yes, I will encourage you. Yes. I will encourage you guys to, because you guys, Israel has a lot of, you guys over there has a lot of part to play. Yeah, and yes, you guys need to come together no matter what. Those days, although there are many of us, I wasn't part of Igbo meeting, but I was part of Igbo Gade. We did a research on Igbo race. How our race related to the Israel. That's where, yeah, about 12 of us, we come together. We didn't ask anybody finance. We financed it by ourselves, and we come out with a good result. Yeah, I will encourage you guys to put my efforts like every other countries across the world are doing, so that we can achieve our Biafra. And then we go home and develop our place. Because if you look around, Israel, where you guys are today, if you know the history very well, they came out and claimed their land. We have to wake up and go and claim our land.
Yes,
we are saying, no, giants is there. But I tell you, there is no giant.
There is nobody.
In our land. There is no giant in our land. We need to get up and go and take it.
Thank you very much, Ofoma. We are very, very grateful for your call from Australia, as always. Please. Yourself and Moses Nwigwe in Texas, United States, has been funding a lot of the work that Radio Biafra has been doing. And also our sister Nene and a few other people, we are very grateful to you. The entire Biafran family is grateful to you. All of you for what you have been doing, all your financial support, everybody who's ever supported Radio Biafra, of which you and Moses Nwigwe and Nene and Valentine as well, and a few other people represent. We know all of you, and we cannot mention your names all the time. For obvious reasons, we are very grateful to you for making it possible for Radio Biafra to come to the Holy Land, to be able to broadcast to the world from this noble place of the cradle of spirituality of mankind. We are very grateful to all of you. We are about bringing the program to an end. Please, if we can start with you. By way of summary, please summarize what you have heard. Tell us you're going to love one another here in Israel and move forward, please, so we can bring program to an end, please. Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, my people, once again, I wish to give a very solid promise now that, first and foremost, that with God, everything is possible.
Yes.
Yeah, there was one of our brothers that called from... the last two callers, I can't remember exactly from where he called.
I think it's from Britain.
Qatar, or what?
Okay, yeah. Qatar, yeah. Yes.
I want to tell him something, because he He said that very soon they are going to wipe us out. It's not possible. With the God, everything is not possible. Nothing like that. Like in Israel, I remember all the time, the best word I like in Israel is never again. After the Holocaust, never again.
It never happened again.
Never again. That was in those days, never again in the history of the of mankind and the Igbo land that Biafrans will be wiped out. It's never again. There's nothing like that.
But they're killing us in the north.
Yeah, but it's going to be for some time. It's not going to last.
Okay.
With God, one is majority. We need to bend down our knees. This is not a fight of a terrorism fight or whatever. Mm. You know, you cannot take gun and go to start to shoot somebody that has all the military equipment
in the
world. Mm. We need to bow down to God and cry to Him and tell Him this is one that is going to come to reality.
Very
simple.
I like that. It's because is very, very evident. We like that. And please, Amaka, you speak later. And Emeka, please, by way of closing remark.
My brothers and sisters all over the world. Actually, we've gotten the news that Israel, we are not in unity. But with unity will come now that we brought Radio Biafra to Israel. And so many people will now know that, yes, we are now serious. We are getting serious. It's like when you invite God into your house,
yes,
the God comes and gives you what you want.
Yes.
So with Radio Biafra helping us to communicate with each other, we are going to prove our stay, and we are going to lead you people home. My promise.
Thank you very much. I'm sure the entire Biafran family is grateful. Amaka, please.
Yeah. My brother and my sister, you have us very well. With God, things, all things are possible. We are going to unite one as one love and Biafra. So with a prayer that we go to Jerusalem to pray to God, I'm sure God will answer our prayer. Each one of us, we need one as one. Thank you very much.
And thank you, all of you, for listening wherever you are in the world. This is Radio Biafra. We'll come to you again 9 p.m. Tel Aviv time, tomorrow 7 p.m. London time. This is Radio Biafra, wherever. Please make it a point of duty to connect with each other. We have hope. We have redemption. Nothing is going to happen to us because we're the children of God. Radio Biafra is at the holy place in Israel, and nothing fashioned by our enemies will ever affect us. Thank you very much, and God bless all of you. Remember, same time tomorrow, 7 p.m. London time. I'm Nnamdi Kanu. God bless all of you. Thank you.
Silly, you know, even men are no more, I guess.